The Father's Business was founded by Sylvia Gunter to encourage people to a deeper relationship with God. Thank you for listening to this devotional.
Hey, everybody. We are so excited because we are going to have our first in-person conference in several years coming up in October. That's going to be October 16 to 18. And we are going to be at the Sandy Cove Retreat Center in Maryland. It is a beautiful location. It's on the Chesapeake Bay. Both the nature around it and the accommodations are 5-star, and we think you're really going to love it. It's going to be a great time to gather together with other people who have already been through the Ruach Journey study before. So this is a Ruach Journey Level 2 conference. It's for anyone who either has attended one of our conferences in the past, or you have gone through the Ruach Journey video study that is available for sale on our website. You've been listening to our podcast last fall when we did like a 13-week series on Ruach Journey. So anyone who has been through the basic material that is in the Ruach Journey study, this is for people who are looking for more. So there's still plenty of time. If you want to come and join us for this conference and you have not yet done the Ruach Journey study, you can go on our website, www.thefathersbusiness.com, and purchase the study. There are videos you watch each week. You could do it on your own. You could gather some friends together and do it as a group. And you'll have plenty of time to get prepared for the fall when we're going to be together October 16 and 18. And one of the things I love most about this conference is it's not just about the teaching time from the front. It's about meeting and gathering with and talking to other people who've also been through this study and learning from one another.
So, Elizabeth, I am excited about this conference as well. I think it's going to be great. I think the location is going to be beautiful. So can anyone attend this conference?
Yes, this is open to both men and women. Anyone who has been through the Ruach Journey study, has attended a conference in the past, or has been listening to the Ruach Journey podcast, as long as you've done the work to get your heart prepared and understand the basic principles of living with our spirit, soul, and body in alignment with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are welcome to join us for this conference.
Great. So one way to get prepared is that we are also going to be offering some events leading up to October. So we're going to be calling these events Road to Ruach because they're going to prepare us. Just like Elizabeth said, they're going to help us have the right understanding and the right frame of mind, prepare our hearts as we come into the Ruach Journey 2 conference in October. One of the first ones that we're going to be doing is going to be in May. It's going to be on May 18th, and it's going to be in Memphis. It's going to be at the Memphis Botanic Gardens, and we're so excited about that. It's a beautiful area. If you live in the Memphis area, you want to travel to the Memphis area, you are welcome. Come join us that day. Pray for a beautiful day because it's going to be a gorgeous location. We would love to have you join us. You can check out more details on our website, which is thefathersbusiness.com. There is a link on our website for events, and you can find both the Memphis event and the October Ruach Journey 2 event at the Sandy Cove Conference Center in Maryland on that event page. So thefathersbusiness.com/events. Check that out, sign up, join us in Memphis, join us in Maryland. They are going to be two wonderful events, and stay tuned for other things coming your way as we prepare for the road to Ruach. So we hope that you enjoy today's podcast. Thanks for being with us.
Oftentimes when people look at the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles 4:10, they focus on the "would you bless me indeed" part, thinking about what they can receive from God. Do you know what I think makes this prayer so extraordinary? This one verse prayer is a picture of Jabez's rich relationship with God. Jabez had a big view of God, consistent with the blessing prayer of Aaron found in Numbers 6:24-26, which says, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace." It's also like the "give me this mountain" prayer of Caleb that we see in Joshua 14:12, and the "be with me" prayers of Moses in Exodus 33:15 and 34:9, and the "keep us from evil" petitions from the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, and the assurance in Jeremiah 33:3 that when we call, God will come and answer. Jabez's prayer captures all of those themes in his prayer. The heart of Jabez was bent towards God. Jabez desired the signature of the favor of God on his life. He saw himself as a partner with God, wanting God's best. God had a birthright for him written in heaven, so Jabez asked faith-sized request, reflecting the bigness of who God is. He showed great faith that God could do more than he could ask or imagine. He believed that God could answer his prayer because all things are under his hand. He knew that God had all authority. God is the owner of everything, and Jabez was just a steward. God is the owner of everything, and Jabez understood his role. Jabez was aware of his dependence on God for his favor and the sufficiency of God's nearness to meet his every need. So is our view of God big enough? Let's join with Jabez using his scripture as our model and pray like this. Father, give me a double portion of blessing, and when they come, let me not misjudge them with my mind. Open my heart's understanding of your ways. Let me not confine you to the level of my own comprehension. Move me from relating to you only with my mind to meeting you in the fullness of relationship in spirit and truth. Father, enlarge the boundaries I've enclosed you in, the limits I have put on you. Let me know the constant surprise of following you to unfamiliar places. Make me willing to follow you to narrow places when I want to freelance my own path back to broad and familiar places of my own comfort zone and experiences. Father, be with me. I want to know you. You share your treasures with me when I am desperate for you yourself and not just your answers. Open my ears to what I cannot hear at present. You are doing far more than I could ask or imagine. Father, keep me from wickedness, evil thoughts or actions, and wrong. Do for me what I cannot do. Teach me to war against those things you do not want for me. Hedge me in from injurious, hurtful, and unpleasant things that cause mischief, unhappiness, and pain. Give me grace to be strong in you, Lord. Victory does not depend on me. Let my sacrifice of praise, intercession, and obedience be acceptable to you as I worship you with reverence and awe. For you alone are worthy of all praise. So, Father, do bless me indeed with a bigger view of who you are and who I am in him. Allow the fullness of the greatness of the infinity of you to fill my spirit, soul, and body today. For more about the prayer of Jabez, go to our website, thefathersbusiness.com, and look for the Praying Like Jabez calendar, which is 31 days of blessings based on 1 Chronicles 4:10.